What it do on deck is it's your man Animal Brown. Action-packed episode we have coming up. Not as action-packed as we had liked. We had an interview with a special guest and it was super dope, but we used a new studio and the audio didn't come out to my liking. So we're gonna have to redo that and drop that on y'all at a later date. But we kept all the surrounding information around the interview for this episode. So please check out, listen, enjoy. As always, this episode is brought to you by RealVille Media. Go to RealVilleMedia.com. Shirts, other shows, all that good shit.
Yes, sir. And while you're there checking out the other shows, know their names. Full Sport Press Podcast. We got J Hove, we got How Weezy, and we got my boy Big Jeff in there doing their 1-2 thing. They completing their series on the top seven of each position this week. I think they did safeties and cornerbacks, defensive backs. So they running with that. Also, Fresh for Dummies, the latest episode is up and out there for you. Also, Ladies Room Podcast, go check that out. Are you having enough sex? Everything's on the network, brought to you by realvillemedia.com. Let's get into this episode right now.
What it do, what the business is.
It's another week in the books with the On Deck TV Podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Follow me on all social media, Animal_Brown. Real niggas got underscores.
You the last real nigga left then.
I probably am.
You the last nigga with the underscores, I should say. Follow me on social media if you like. I am Spike Lou, Instagram, Twitter. Also, follow the show pages, On Deck TV Podcast on Twitter.
Yeah, man.
And Instagram. Yep. Check out them videos, man. Go to the YouTube page as well. Also, we are 49, man. Y'all couldn't give us some little three, them little petty little three reviews. We couldn't get to 50 in a week, dog. We just wanted the little three. All we need is just three. We got two, though. Shout out to them two people for getting us to 49. We need one more to get up to 50. That means something to us. So y'all do that for us. Go tell somebody to do it. They don't even listen. They ain't even got to listen. They can go listen after that, but we just want them 50 so we can start looking at 100. What you have up for the weekend, man?
Man, that Mayweather fight. Fight was litty on the low.
The fight was litty. All right.
The fight was good. Let's be honest.
I ain't saying it wasn't.
Okay.
But did you pay $100 for it?
Of course not.
So it was lit to you.
Exactly. But it was better than all the last couple. First of all, I'm not a boxing fan. I just watch the greats because I respect greatness at any sport, at any level. So I'll watch them. But I did enjoy it more than I thought I would. I thought it was going to be a joke, and I thought it was going to be boring like his other fights.
All right, before I get to the fight, here go how you know you watched, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go nowhere and watch the fight because you know how late it's going to start.
Of course.
You don't want to order at home and have all the motherfuckers over your house that late.
Yeah, that too. You don't know when they're going to leave.
Three, you might just sit there if you dolo and order and fall asleep
on it,
before
right.
it come on.
That's true.
All three scenarios, you're going to be hot.
Washed.
Right? So, shout out to, I don't even know if he wants us to name him, being that I don't know what type of infringement this is.
The DJ
upon
that
the laws.
Shall remain nameless.
Yeah, the DJ that shall remain nameless, shout out to you. I agree, you are the plug on that. I rolled that link out.
Absolutely.
Sit there and watched it on my iPhone 7 and was all the well pleased by everything.
A little bit of ass screen, nigga. Watch it on your
iPad. Big boy.
Nigga.
I got the big boy S though. almost the size of your iPad.
Nah, good looking on that link, though. Yeah, that was a dope fight. I'm not going to lie. Other than that.
Whoa. It was a good fight. Entertaining. It was good.
It was entertaining.
Don't do dope, though.
It's what we needed.
I tell you what, I respect Conor McGregor a lot more.
Yeah, that's fine. I do, too.
Like, I tell you this. One, Conor McGregor's a beast. Two, in like right now today, right, who you want to see less, Conor McGregor or Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson? You talking about, hold on, Mike Tyson is prime?
No, I'm talking about right now today. You taking a punch from Conor McGregor, I mean, and letting him whoop your ass, or you getting into it with Mike Tyson? Like, if those are two confrontations in which one
Mike
you
Tyson
can avoid.
Slow, though. He might be so old.
You ducking up out of there on Mike. You think you got the best on Mike. Mike said he can still whoop people ass today.
I believe it because he's crazy.
Mike
though.
Got a podcast, and he says he can thoroughly and thinks about it.
Mike got a podcast? Nah, it's even now.
Mike Tyson got a podcast.
It's even now. I'm going to hit him with a shell or something like that. We can even that score up real quick.
Yeah, Mike Tyson definitely has a podcast, man. But the fight was dope, man. I think Conor McGregor, he's the best fighter walking right now, especially since Floyd retired.
I can respect and accept that. Let's get to this rap shit, man. A lot of things to touch on. I guess first things first, we can start with your man Kendrick. I really don't want to, but I guess I will reluctantly.
Because you're a hater. Wait. I mean, but you was talking about, I thought about it because you were a hater.
Okay.
And I was thinking about the hating thing that you said. Shout out my Game of Thrones fans that listen.
Trash.
Big Dog episode, season finale.
Thank God.
Spoiler alert. See, look, that's hating. Most hating shit I almost ever read in my life was you in the group text, and you said, and I quote,
"Yep,
I thank God that Game of Thrones is over so people will stop talking about it because I don't watch it."
Can't wait.
That's hating. That's like, that's the epitome of hating.
I'm tired of this shit.
But go ahead.
Kendrick Lamar, man, fresh off of bodying his VMA performance on MTV the other day. He actually confirmed the rumor that his album Damn Played Backwards is actually was done purposely and gives it a new sound, tone, and meaning to the album. My question is, this a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I think it's a big deal, adding to the creativity that he came out with, start with Section 80. Every album is a new wrinkle, there's a new fold, there are different things that tie them all together, there are different things that make them stand apart and why they're unique in the story that he told. I just think that adding to that layer with this is fly. People don't think to do this. Nas did a song backwards and people overrated the shit out of that. So I don't see how anyone could hate on him doing a whole album backwards and having a totally different concept from the forward listening of it, still being sonically dope and being able to tell the difference. This is epic. It's big.
I want to know what is less than no deal. Is there like a negative deal? That's what this is. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody's going to go, oh shit, I didn't know that. Let me go listen to it backwards now. Mm-hmm. No, you're going to be disappointed. Spoiler alert, it's the same songs going forward, just in a different order. We call that shuffle. We do that anyway. It doesn't tell a different story. Nice try, Kendrick. You heard the rumor and you ran with it. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant to do. Yeah, listen to it backwards. So all you stans can listen to it backwards, struggling on Apple Music to try to hurry up and switch the song back before it goes to the next one. No, dude. There's no sonic order. There's no new story.
First of all,
none of that shit.
It's real simple. You ain't got to try to go real quick. You just put a playlist together with the song starting from the end to the beginning.
I ain't got time for that, man.
That's how you handle that, too. If it was another artist, I would totally ride with you on that. Like, yeah, okay, you heard the media wave, but this dude been doing this since he came out. He had a whole album telling the story that people want a movie out of with Good Kid, Mad City right now today.
I need it.
Exactly. So with that being said, it's not far-fetched to say, hey, yes, this was the concept, and some people who've been my fans since day one were able to figure it out. It ain't nothing I'm floating out there, just like I ain't floating out, hey, Section 80 or Good Kid, Mad City, this is what it's going to be about. So, hey, make sure you listen to the skits, because I ain't going to lie. The first time I listened to Good Kid, Mad City, Kendrick was a relatively new artist as far as the mainstream. I wasn't on all the mixtape shit, so I didn't listen to the skits, and I didn't get it, and I thought it was just an okay album. But once I was like, nah, the skits are telling a story, it made a whole nother project out of what I had heard previously. So I believe it. It's not far-fetched, especially coming from Kendrick.
Well, you don't have to do the mismatched timelines and, like, dude, this ain't Pulp
Fiction. You don't
got
to, but you Kendrick Lamar. Why wouldn't you if you can?
What are you going to do next, bro?
Big Sean not doing that and Drake not doing that. And nobody else is doing that. And I'm supposed to be the one that's, well, supposed to be part of this new era. I gotta separate myself from them.
Just because he got a koofy on don't mean it he bright.
Just because you don't get it don't mean it ain't
just,
right.
Just because he put his songs in order and he puts his skits out of order. And now you running in shuffle and now the story is told. Man, look, dude. Stop forcing a story to be told. Tell it in the traditional sense. Or you spun it up a little bit. You sweetened it up a little bit with the Good Kid, Mad City, because those skits don't technically go in order, but the songs do. So, and that was cool. Now you just try to outdo yourself, overthinking shit, overanalyzing it. Oh, let me see if I can do it to where it's backwards. What's next, dude? Where do we go from here? You setting the bar that high? Where can you go but down? That's all I want to know.
That's your job to figure out, though. You ain't got to worry about that as a fan. You just take this music in. Don't overthink it. That's your problem. You're trying to overthink this. Oh, what's next if he can do an album backwards? When Nas did this overrated song that he did.
That song
was
fire.
Okay, see what I'm saying? But you a Nas fan more so than you a Kendrick fan.
I'm a not? What? Yeah,
more so than you a Kendrick fan because clearly it's the same concept. I just did this over the stretch of an album and you giving Nas credit for that being fire and it's just a song.
This nigga said I'm more of a Nas fan.
That ain't the point that
Kendrick
I was making,
fan.
Though. You missed the point? Did you miss the
clearly,
point?
Clearly, because right, I don't
okay,
know what that
all right,
was.
Here's the point. Kendrick did it over an album. Nas did it over a song.
No.
You said the Nas song is fire, but it's the amazing. Kendrick album is overrated.
Yes, because how? I'm not, I can't, what is the story? Tell me what the story is backwards, dude.
Listen to it.
Exactly. You don't
I didn't
know.
Have to no, I'm saying I didn't have to tell you the story for Good Kid, Mad City.
I said he that was cool.
This how you don't care about listening to it backwards and go with it, but don't call it no slow.
I'm
like
saying
you just
a
just say
deal.
I don't care to do all of that.
It's a no deal. Actually, it's less than no deal.
It's
he
a
probably
big deal
didn't even
no
do it on purpose did. Like that.
But see, that's just hating. That's
he just
running
with
Game of
it, dude. He read a thread on Reddit.
If Big Sean, if Big Sean or Drake had told you that they did this, dog, you would have fainted. You would have said it was the greatest concept ever in God's green earth, and you would have ran up and down the street streaking like Will Ferrell in fucking that movie.
Old school.
You would have did that.
I'll say this, though. His VMA shit, that shit was super dope. His performances, I'm mad because I ain't go to the show now. Because his performances have been the shit, dude. He been putting on these award shows.
He have been killing it. I wonder, is he... Who helps him with that? Like, who directs that?
He got a mean little team back there putting that stage together.
Even with the videos.
Yeah, the videos created stuff. Too. Dave Myers do his videos and shit. He accepted the award with him last night. But yeah, shout out my Nashville people, though. He'll be in town this week. I think his show. So I need some merch out of them, man. Somebody find me that long sleeve, that yellow long sleeve.
There's no way Kendrick got merch that you want.
Yeah, I need that shirt, too.
He made the little flip-flop from Reebok to Nike. The Cortez,
I saw that.
Yeah.
We good.
He went from
Cortez.
The slowest pair of Reeboks to the slowest pair of Nikes.
That's a fact.
That's crazy.
Moving
it's
on.
My God, though.
Speaking of slaw, Busta Rhymes has a new single out. It's called Girlfriend.
That Animal Brown at Animal
underscore
Brown. Busta Rhymes. When you come looking for him, because you do pull up. I have nothing to do with it. The views of this podcast are totally separate from Animal Brown at Animal underscore Brown. Go ahead.
Speaking of slaw, Busta Rhymes dropped his new single. It's called Girlfriends, featuring Tory Lanez and Vybz Kartel. How do we know that this came out? Because there's a video that went along with it of him having a dance-off with DJ Khaled. It ended up going viral. My question is, can Khaled promote anybody or anything?
Man, I think Khaled might be the biggest rapper right now.
Stop.
I promise, man. Like, if
stop.
Like I say, Busta Rhymes, no disrespect.
You're
rock
a fan now.
No, I'm not a fan.
Oh, you rock with
not
him.
A fan at all. Word? Listen to this, though. If you can get a million people to look at anything that Busta Rhymes got going on in 2017.
That's a win.
And it involves dancing. Like, Drake can't do that. Kendrick couldn't have did
you
that.
You comparing everybody with Drake and Big Sean
Drake,
now,
they the biggest stars in what we're talking about as far as hip-hop. It's like saying talking about hooping without talking about LeBron. You have to bring their names up. So what I'm saying is this. DJ Khaled got an even bigger... like his reign is reaching out further than even those two. So I think he's the biggest star in hip hop right now, though.
DJ Khaled is definitely on fire. He's been on fire for the last year and a half. Win streak is crazy. Yeah, ever since Snap really took off, he's been on fire. Ever since he got lost to C on the C dude, he's been on fire.
Yeah, that put him over the top.
I will say this, the video is hilarious though, let's be very clear. It doesn't make the song any less better or worse.
The song was some slow.
Yeah, the song trash. But the video was hilarious because they start breakdancing and like DJ Khaled get down on the ground and everything in New York, and he got up so tired. That nigga got up tired like Conor McGregor tired. He was breathing hard and everything. He had to cut the video off after that.
You know, they did this because this is Busta Rhymes' version of Wild Thoughts. And
what do you mean, the song?
Yeah, this is his Wild Thoughts, and Khaled was doing the Wild Thoughts dance. So Busta hit him up and was like, you
I didn't
got
know you. There was a Wild Thoughts dance.
You ain't seen Khaled do the Wild Thoughts dance?
No, dude. You follow him on every fucking thing, and that's how you Periscope, Snap,
what's Periscope?
IG, Twitter?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I do know that him doing that dance is on a million memes. You get your head out of your ass. Stop using underscores on social media. You would see stuff like this. This is a popular meme. You never seen Khaled doing the two-step to Wild Thoughts.
Dead serious. That's no. Amazing. I watched the video but one later time, on, and that's when we reviewed it.
Later on, you're about to tell me that you listen to XXXTentacion, but you've never seen Khaled dance.
That's a fact.
Cool. Let's
two
go.
Facts you just named.
Cool, let's go.
Is anybody checking for this Busta Rhymes album, honestly?
Why?
I don't know.
I've never checked for Busta Rhymes album.
So you're biased against him, and so am I. I've never checked for it.
If people checking for it, I commend y'all for being Busta fans, but I wouldn't dare.
The only reason we're talking about this is for the Khaled video.
Yeah,
and Khaled might be... He might be the number one, like, promoter or seller. He might have took that crown from Diddy.
Khaled, the biggest star in hip-hop.
Stop, man.
Period.
Stop.
There's no stop. It's period.
He's the biggest personality in hip-hop.
Star.
Let's say that.
He's a star. Period.
He's hot, man. When you hot, that
bro,
my
he has
killed me. You with Prisoners of the Moment, he's hot today.
Prisoner of the Moment, like, he ain't built up to this, though. Khaled didn't drop out of the sky on Snapchat, bro. Like, think about this. He has a son that is famous that can't even talk.
His son shaking it.
Like, you know his son's name.
And he was
like,
at the awards.
That's how big he is, dude. Nigga, that's not just, oh, he's popular for the moment. Forever. Like, his son gonna be able to look back on this stuff and be like, yeah, these people was big back then, even if they ain't big in 2050.
He gonna trip off.
That's what I'm saying. Dude is a star.
Speaking of stars, man, my guys, the Migos. My guys, the Migos, are back at it. There's a petition going around right now as we speak to have Quavo and the Migos remake the national anthem. It's getting steam, people. A couple thousand signatures on there. We're getting there, people. Let's make this happen. How realistic is a rap version of the national anthem?
I don't even think he wanted to be a rap version, though. He said he's going to reach out to all like good artists.
You talking about Quavo?
Yeah, he's gonna make the best version. What he called himself, El Chief, whatever he called himself, the Chief.
I don't know.
But what he said was he gonna try to make the best version if it do come to fruition. I just think that Quavo is taking this shuck and running with it 100 miles per hour. I do not blame him at all. I get it. Run with it. It's the national anthem. Y'all popping right now. People are associated with the the petition got 7,000 signatures.
It okay, need, we getting there?
It need 10,000 to, like, go to the next level of whatever petitions go to. But I ain't mad at Quavo for taking this shuck and running with it, man. I'm running with that.
Y'all can go to change.org if you want to sign it. He said
change.org.
He'll remake it under one condition. It has to be for all races.
See? He going everywhere. Ariana Grande and
who is Adriana
Adele
Grande?
And all of these
Taylor
people,
Swift?
Man. Yeah, Tay-Tay. Shout out to Tay-Tay, man, with the new video. She broke a YouTube record today. That video was the most watched video in 24 hours ever.
Wow.
Tough.
It's news to me. You were one of those views. How many times you watch it? About 7-8 times?
You don't know how to work your iPhone, man.
I don't know how to type in Taylor Swift and hit search.
That's
no,
what I'm
I don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Widgets. They call widgets, and they're called alerts. I get alerts from Billboard, Complex, all that stuff come through, and it says, hey, this just happened. You ought to check it out. Go ahead, though.
Man, I fuck with Quavo, but yeah, we'll never get this national anthem. I think T.I. tried to... on one of them albums, I want to say Heavy as the Head or Paper. Mm-hmm.
He tried to run with it. Nah.
He tried to say, this is going to be the new national. Stop. Stop. It's not going to be the new anything.
That's my guy and everything.
For
we
sure.
Ain't doing that too.
And Quavo, as ambitious as this sounds, we
can
probably
they can do a cool
it.
Little We Are the World. Hey, listen, you talking about break the internet?
Proceeds go to Houston? Shout out to Houston too, by the way.
Shout out to Houston, man.
Y'all hold
thoughts and prayers go to them. But, man, listen, the Migos set up a 2017 We Are the World. They get Taylor Swift in there, Katy Perry. Yeah, who else?
Drake. Don't do my boy like that.
Drake ain't doing it.
He headlining the motherfucker. He going first.
He from Canada, man. He
That's
ain't
a good
doing
point.
It. He ain't doing it. It's straight U.S. stuff. So, I mean, if he going to do it, then we're getting Bieber, too, I guess.
Yeah, okay. You know? They making money off the U.S. They might as well.
And going and throw them Blue Ivy bars on there. It's gonna shake it. I'm telling you, We Are the World featuring Blue Ivy. Let's go.
Proceeds go to H-Town, man. All right, moving on. Meek Mill. Meek Mill in hot water with his boss right now. Meek Mill was
in. Stay in hot water with his boss.
Clearly, I believe this was Vegas. On stage, he's on Instagram. Video shows him on stage with his now classic intro. He's getting ready to perform it. You pan to his left, you'll see Chance the Rapper. Couple of other artists on stage.
Who'd I miss?
Oh yeah, Jeezy was right
Dave
there too.
Dave East was up. A couple other artists.
Pan to his right, and you'll also see 50 Cent there. Curtis Jackson was right there getting hype right with him.
Okay.
Rick Ross didn't like this. Clearly, he subtweeted, "If you're gonna change sides, you better stay there."
Oh man,
it's Ross overreacting to Meek squashing the beef with 50.
I'm the wrong person to ask. Because like I'm clearly gonna critique Ross at a different level than other people.
You be hating Ross. You hate
this
on
is
Ross
not hate. All I'm doing is buying into the persona that you put out here. So if I'm a boss, right?
Yeah.
I'm a boss.
Boss is subtweet.
What am I doing sitting here subtweeting and looking at niggas' IGs for? I got shit to do. I don't give a fuck that you out in Vegas for the fight. I should have been front row in and out. You work for me. I don't care. Like 50 Cent should be so much of an afterthought to Rick Ross that like Meek Mill being on stage with him should be able for a shot to be thrown by Ross at 50, not at my employee,
right?
Not the dude that worked for me, not the one who I done rolled with through all of these L's, and now he got a number one album and I want to throw some slick sub tweet shit. Like, nah, don't do that. Be a boss. Go on and boss up and be like, I see where you done failed, 250. You down there with my
you
workers.
Hype man.
Yeah, you hype man. You hype man with my workers. I see you, my guy. Keep working. Keep grinding for that G-Unit name or whatever it may be. But that, I'm definitely not going in on my mans, especially not on social media. I'm not putting it. I call him.
Yeah.
Like, if I am lurking, if I am doing it and watching the IG, I'm hitting you up like relentlessly.
Right.
Like I'm the boss man too. Like, you gonna have to walk off stage to answer my call. Go walk in a little back room. Go walk in a little staircase somewhere where you can hear me, so you gonna know that this ain't cool. Then you go back on stage with the fuck look or whatever it may be, and you ask your security or you talk to 50 or whatever. You say, hey bro, you gotta get off. That's the call I'm making as a boss. I would have blew his phone up when I see, like, all right, you answering the phone. Like, and I send you a little text. Oh, okay, we got the lawyers on the line. If you don't answer, we'll figure it out. Go on and sign the G-Unit and see what they do for you right now. So, I do all that under the scene, though. I ain't doing none of this shit on social
hold
media.
Hold on, two things. Number one, I'm not taking it to social media either. I'm going to keep it 100. I do feel some type of way if I'm Ross, though. And I do hit Meek up directly, just like you said, hey, bro, explain yourself. Like, 50 has been on, like, a little redemption tour this year. Because remember when we went to see the Lox and Khaled was there and 50 was there and they took the picture together? It wasn't no tension.
All that's cool.
So maybe 50 finally getting too old for that shit. Maybe it ain't like it was Ross right there. That probably wouldn't have happened. And it ain't like they was holding hands, nigga, dapping up.
They was on two separate sides of the stage.
Yeah, they was probably about two or three niggas in between them. Like, it ain't, like, Ross may have overreacted just a little bit with the subtweet. Because I don't think it was that deep. Them niggas was not sharing mics, dude. Like, it's not that deep. But I do need an explanation of how he got on stage with you and how you felt that was cool, though. I do need an explanation, though.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I get that. And like I said, I agree 1,000,000%. But I don't really think that it was Meek's decision to say, hey, 50 can get on stage or he can't get on stage, right?
Yeah.
But.
I had my back to him, though. You just don't shade him, though.
I get it. It goes to what we always talk about with the situation with Drake and the response and everything that usually Meek has going on as far as his team and the people that's around him. Like, somebody, if he don't notice, if he's lit, if he's in his zone, like you said, his song on. We up here. True. Like, I got a classic playing. I don't care nothing about 50 being on stage.
True. He could have walked straight off the stage after that.
Right. Somebody need to be in his ear. Like, nah, bro, 50 up here. Let's ride.
Right, let's rock.
50 right here. Let's rock. Like, if he gonna be up here, then we don't need to be up here because we know what we got going on. So let's move. Then if he ain't gonna be up here, let's continue to shake it. If we can get somebody to get him off the stage,
but that ain't gonna help.
And too, I feel like 50 knew what he was doing.
Of course.
And Ross played right into it. Like, I don't even want to open up no new beef with 50 if I'm Ross. Dude, you already done one. I don't got a sub tweet, dude. I don't care if you gonna stage with one of my artists. My artist still performing. Where's G-Unit, dude?
Nigga, I would have said, nigga, I'm getting a check off that song being played right while now. You standing right there.
Right now. Why you think you done got a little win in your 48 laws of power life? No, nigga, I just shook it on you right now. You here with my worker. That's how you play that, dude. You don't subtweet nobody. Come on, bro.
Like you finna cut me. Like, stop, bro.
Like, what you doing?
That
you
was emotional. Cut me. Chill
he
out.
Just came out with the number one album.
Chill out. Chill you
out. Ain't cut him for the Drake stuff. You not cutting him for this.
You ain't cutting him for the Nicki shit.
And me could like, this really a boss move for Meek. Meek could be like, yeah, I done drew my line in the sand. Now what you gonna do?
Nah. With Ross?
Yeah, what you gonna do?
Nah,
I done drew my line in the sand. I'm a big enough star.
No.
I went through trials and tribulations. I battled with the biggest star in the game. Everybody was tweeting me L's and putting purple hearts and diamonds in my IG tweets. I was dead in these streets. And Rick Ross didn't do nothing to revive him. I went and worked on my album and put out that heat, and now I'm back popping. If I'm Meek, that's how I'm looking at it. Nigga, don't come at me like it.
Speaking of 48 laws of power, never outshine the master.
That's what I'm saying.
Do not
so
do
Meek
that,
not
Meek.
Looking at him as the master.
That,
Meek
he
ain't
is.
Looking at him like, not if I'm on stage with 50.
And his in relation to Meek Mill, Rick Ross is.
Not if I'm on stage with 50.
Yeah, go sign with G Unit Records if and go make your little power
nah,
cameo.
I mean,
if
I ain't
got to
sign with G Unit, but Dream Chasers Records don't sound that bad to me right now. Especially after I done bounced back from his Drake beef, and I know Meek.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
All right, before we hit this music break, we had a couple of releases over the weekend. Four quote unquote big releases. I say big because all four of these artists are freshman class alumni. We had Lil Uzi Vert. He dropped his, I guess this is like first solo album officially. We also had Action Bronson. We had ASAP Mob. And we had XXXTentacion.
Is that how you say it?
That's how you say it, man. Did you get a chance to check anything? Who won the weekend?
Shout out to the ASAP fans, man. After last episode, I said I wasn't aware of ASAP, and a couple of y'all stepped up. Y'all sent me some stuff.
Yeah.
And it was some stuff that it wasn't that bad. I kind of get it.
I can respect
it. I ain't mad at it, but I'm definitely not checking for it.
That's fair.
I ain't going to lie at all. With that being said and the not checking for lame, there's no way in my life that XXXTentacion or Lil Uzi Vert is coming across my desk and I'm listening to that. I don't even feel like that's rap music. I feel like that's another genre, and it's a genre that I don't really listen to. So I ain't really checked those out other than, like, listening to one song and being like, okay, it verifies what I was thinking. This is not it. Though I did hear a Lil Uzi Vert song with Dream that was a bang, and I liked
Dream?
That. Yeah, the Dream. Well, not the Dream, the Weekend. The Weekend, yeah, my
friend. Yeah, that shit hard. That's going to go, too.
That shit banging.
Woo.
I did hear that. But when I listened to that song and I listened to the song of X stuff, like one song or whatever it may be.
Right.
I just don't feel like that's rap. And I feel like because they're young and they're black and they're expressing themselves as artists, people want to throw them in a hip-hop lane. And I don't think that's fair. Like, they can be rock artists. That's cool. Like, label it properly. Don't call that hip-hop if that's not what it is. And people going in and they're expecting a certain thing, like bars and what traditional hip-hop is, and they're not getting it. And then they retort to, oh, this is terrible. This is some slaw. This new stuff is mumble rap. Like, because it's not. I understand the creative aspect of what those guys are doing. Like, the XXXTentacion, if I was in that mood or of that age,
right.
I would totally get it.
Right.
But I don't want to ride around listening to that. Like, that's not what I want to hear at my stage in life. Nor do I think that's what people in hip-hop want to hear. That's more of a, like, niche genre. Same thing with Uzi. Like, the shoulder roll thing is a perfect example of what I'm saying. Like,
hilarious.
Yes, that's funny.
It's very
and that's
funny.
Cool for his fan base. But when you try to brand that a label that is hip hop, people are going to be like, oh, taking offense to it because they think hip hop is this one thing. It don't necessarily have to be this one thing. But don't tell me that these guys are rappers, though, because I don't think that's what they are.
Yeah.
See, and that's cool to me.
Here's the thing. And I listened to all four of these mm-hmm. over the weekend.
And I'm only talking about X and Uzi. I did listen to X and that shit was banging.
For sure. That shit banging. Okay. So I remember when somebody tells me to check somebody out, I used to be in that mode of, like you said, traditional rap. I'm expecting beats and bars.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, shout out to homie K Quinn, when Drake first blew up. He said, yo, Lil Wayne artist is nice. You need to check out his mixtape. It's So Far Gone. Like, dude, cold. I'm like, okay. I'm thinking cold bars, beats. And I press play and Houston, Atlanta, Vegas comes on. Now, I'm not used to, my ears are trained differently when it comes to rappers and what to expect. So I didn't like it at first. I didn't understand it until I finally listened to it, gave it a chance, put the whole image and package together. And then I got it. And now the whole rap game has kind of taken off from that style.
Right.
So you get a Lil Uzi or you get an X. We're going to call him X for the sake of saving time and saying his whole damn name.
Right.
You get an X, you get an Uzi. So when somebody tells you, when I'm like, bro, this shit is fire, niggas got to get out of that 1998 mind state of they thinking they finna hear somebody spitting, because that's not what rap has been limited to anymore. It's grown since then.
Okay, so but is it a mind state, or is it when you tell somebody, hey, something is fire, you have to context that?
Not really.
Yes, you do.
Good like, music is good music.
And that's fine, but you can't tell me if I'm going in expecting Jeezy and I'm getting Keith Sweat. I ain't mad that Keith Sweat got banging songs. I just wasn't expecting R&B. I feel like it needs to be context better, talked, told, packaged better, as opposed to like XXL saying these are the next up and coming spitters. People are always going to criticize these dudes in this genre if they're packaged as rappers. I don't think that they are rappers, but I do think that they're talented artists. Like, I heard a couple of the XX songs, not on this particular album, but right. Previously, I get it. I get the genre. I get what he's trying to do. I get who he's talking to. Maybe if I was 17 or 18, I would be in that space and ride with it. I totally understand that. Lil Pump, same thing. I get it. The repetition, the beats, the whole style, the lifestyle, how they live in the Instagram, I understand it. But what I don't get is when somebody say, hey, check this out, it's hot. This is dope hip hop. I'm going expecting dope hip hop, and you can't tell me that dope hip hop is Lil Uzi Vert today, because Dave East is out there. People are still spitting. People are doing traditional stuff.
It's all the same thing.
Dave East and Lil Uzi, not the same thing to me though.
But they don't have to be. That's my point. Nelly ain't T.I. motherfucker.
Right.
When you was coming up, but you didn't say.
I agree.
You didn't tell me that Nelly was nursery rhyme. You didn't say that.
Right.
But it grew on you. It may have thrown you off at first.
Does Nelly sound more like traditional hip hop to you than Uzi and XXL's Vert?
No.
It doesn't.
No. Cause I heard them niggas rap. I just heard Lil Uzi on Meek shit take off.
No, I'm talking about their albums.
They rapping on there too, but it is more like of a genre blend.
If you listen to
that,
yeah, you know, if you listen to the X album, it doesn't give me the feel of a Nelly album. I understand what you're saying as far as an artist, but I'm talking about the project now. So like that X project, to me, that's not a rap project. I still feel like Nellyville,
it's a blend.
And Nelly's first album, like what's the name of that?
Country Grammar.
Those are rap albums. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like that X is a rap album, nor do I feel like that Uzi is a rap album.
That's fair. But what I'm saying, and, you can be hip hop without beating on the table and spitting 16s.
True.
You can still be, because it's about culture.
Right.
It's not a specific sound. And those dudes can rap and do rap. It's just that on this project, it is more grunge. It is more emo. Mm-hmm. It is more 90s alternative rock, which is why I gravitated toward it. I said something about this shit. We on the East Coast time. So at 11 o'clock, the new albums hit Apple Music. So I be on shit that I'm interested in hearing at 11 o'clock. I was wide awake last Friday. I said, let me see what this X hitting on. That shit is unlike anything out right now. I truly feel like dude can have a lane and be a star if marketed right, or if he gets a big enough hit that still fits his genre of music. Dude could be a star. At worst, he can open the door for somebody behind him to take that style and be that star. But I think dude is different and special, and people need to check that album out. I said this shit before Kendrick. He tweeted it too. I can respect that good-looking Kendrick.
He was hacked.
No.
Yeah,
Kendrick
out.
Tweeted
yeah,
that shit
out.
Too.
He was hacked.
It's fire, nigga.
TDE put a press release out. He was hacked.
Y'all listen to that X if y'all want to hear some different shit, man. I get it. You niggas like traditional rap, so do I. And shout out to Uzi, too. My boy came through. I had him on my fantasy team, and he clearly listens to the show because he dropped this album out of nowhere right after I put him on my team. Good-looking Uzi. It was everything I was looking for from you. I'm proud of you, son. This shit is fire, too. Really, low-key, action shit was fire. I like this X. I like this Uzi, and that ASAP was cool, too. This is the best year in rap in 20 years. Go ahead.
20 years.
It's the best year in rap.
Since 96.
He's got something for everybody.
I agree. I would give you
everybody.
That. Though, Though I won't put this in rap, I just say
hip-hop culture.
Okay, okay, let's call it hip-hop.
That's fair.
Or culture. Like,
that's fair.
If you're doing that, then yeah, I give you that. Because like I said, I listen to those albums. Though I don't think that they are hip-hop
in a traditional sense. That's fair.
I don't think that it addresses what hip-hop usually addresses. And it's cool to expand the palette of hip-hop. It's cool to broaden the brand. I get all of that. But it just wasn't for me.
That shit banging, dog.
It's good music.
That X is fire.
I just, I have no way, I have nowhere to listen to that at. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not sitting in front of my.
I'm playing the man on it.
I can't do that.
You crazy as hell.
I'm like getting blew out playing the man listening to that because I'm thinking about everything else now. You know what I'm saying? This nigga got me thinking about suicide. This nigga got me thinking about like drug, everything that he's talking about. Like you tapping into that. So I get it. If you in that place, but I don't have a place to listen to that at. I'm more for stories. I'm more for bars. I'm more for cleverness. I'm more for like funny stuff or like telling me how you got through stuff. Like I understand where he's coming from, and I'm not saying he's a bad artist because
right.
I do honestly think that the project in whole, like skimming through it,
yeah.
Get it. I totally 100% get it, especially in 2017.
That's a fact.
I totally get it. Like, well, kids would gravitate to this because they all about the vibe now.
And that's the
see, yeah. It ain't the bars. It ain't what it's the vibe.
True. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But here, and here's one more thing before we get to this. What's name? Actually, two more things. The reason I think that this is the best year in hip hop is that those four albums came out and they either A, pleased their current fan bases. They didn't let any one of them down, or B, not only pleased their current fan bases, but got new people to join in that fan base as well and put a lot of new people on to their shit. That has happened over and over and over again this year. Niggas, we ain't been let down all year unless you're a Yachty fan, because Yachty fans was hot at his album. Other than that, I can't think of anybody being let down by their favorite artist dropping this year.
Now, everybody came out.
Everybody came out and came with it.
Yeah, everybody came out and came with it.
I think this is the best year in rap in 20 years, at least it might be ever. But
I think this may be setting us up for a rap depression or a rap recession.
Because it was a drought for a minute.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Hip-hop was dead, according to Nas.
The great rap recession is about to come, dude.
I don't know. Like, you never know.
Man,
it might be the great rap renaissance. You never know.
Drake finna take a break. Kendrick finna take a break.
Cole
stay on break.
That's true.
He didn't even drop with the new wave. He was like the first one that came out, and he got out of there. You know what I'm saying? Cole finna take a break.
Ye crazy.
Yeah, I'm wondering what Ye gonna
Jay
do.
J50.
Jay just dropped. He definitely finna take a 4-year hiatus.
Yeah.
Like,
might get quiet. You never know. Or Pusha, Nas, and Kanye might drop in this fourth quarter.
Hopefully,
and take this year over the top.
Hopefully, Ye rejuvenate himself. Here's a good question before we go into the break. Like, with everything that came out, such a great year for hip hop, with a pending rap recession, breaking news, hot take here on the On Deck TV podcast that we're talking about. All of those people came out. All of those people dropped albums. All of those people came and they came with it. Who are you waiting on? What do you want to see coming up now that can continue this trend?
That hasn't dropped already?
Yes.
From an artist?
Yes.
You want
a Young M.A. album? You want a Pusha T album?
We've got 4 months left. How many months we got left? Four?
Yeah.
3-4 months left.
Mm-hmm.
We need Ye.
Well, I mean, even that, to carry us on to that and then to the new year.
We need Nas. Quality Nas.
Nas.
Of age Nas. Mm. We need Pusha to drop at King Push.
Okay.
I need a couple of youngsters haven't dropped yet.
Who?
But then I see now my youngsters are kind of dropped. Uzi did what he's supposed
done.
To do.
Yeah, he out of there.
Sean and did what he's supposed to do. I don't know. Travis Scott new shit might be kind of hard too.
He just dropped too. He dropped this year, right?
Nah, he dropped early. He dropped last year.
It was early though. I mean, he in the same wave with everybody else.
Yeah, because his song's still getting tick and whatnot. But
exactly.
I think at Quavo and them might double back again at the end of the year. I think this is going to be a big, even bigger year than it already is, and that's amazing. I can't wait to do the recap at the end. But real quick, though, last note on that X and how you mentioned playing it and it's going to make you jump out the fucking window and all this. That's the one thing I'm afraid of is that people will bite it and try to have that whole, like, whose life is more fucked up situation where it's cool to have the fucked up life and all that Kurt Cobain shit.
Do the suicide challenge.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't that. If people misinterpret the art and what he's doing, because that shit he talking about really happened. The girl really did kill herself in his hotel room and all that, like, all of that went down. but people might get that shit confused and think it's cool and try to emulate it. And that's the only thing I can see going left from that.
Wait, what are you talking about? What happened?
That, the name of the first song is the name of the girl that killed herself in his hotel room.
So some girl killed herself in his hotel room?
Yeah, that's number two, Jocelyn Flory. That's her name.
Jesus Christ.
So that's what I'm saying. He a young boy. So like, so when all, this whole album is like,
what was this like behind? Like, what was this behind?
I don't know.
Did he say?
He flew in. I think she came to visit him.
It was a flyout?
Yeah.
A flyout killed herself?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So, you know, so he made a project around it. I mean, hey.
That's rough.
It's very rough. But his music does come off authentic to me. It doesn't come off as forced. But somebody will, trust me, so when I tell you somebody will try to out crazy the next person.
You think he a star?
He has star potential.
Okay.
Absolutely. When I heard his album, I said, God, I said, hey, dude got something that ain't nobody doing right now. Real spiel. Let's hit this music break. We didn't talk too much about Action Bronson, so it's only right we play one of his joints off of his project.
Yeah.
It's called Give My Right Lung.
Yeah,
My
tough.
Right Lung.
And the reason that I can listen to Action is more classic. And
true.
I buy into what he does.
He's funny.
Like, I watch Fuck That's Delicious on Viceland.
Yeah.
Like, it fits Action Bronson. See what I mean? So, like, I ain't necessarily saying that what those guys do don't fit them. I just don't buy into it. So, like, let's check this Action Bronson out.
Let's hear it.
I'd give my right lung if I could dunk a basketball one time. I'd give my right lung if I could dunk a basketball one time. Seasons change weekly, life in the big leagues. I can tell it's summer by the fig trees. Wiggle German Jeeps with kiss on them. Drop the top, she got a nice set of tits on her. Hardcore got me feeling like a fish out of water. Cruising USA, I use six quarters. I got next.
Man, that was Action Bronson. I had to show some love to Bronson. We didn't get to debate
Let's
about
go,
him too
Bronson.
Much. His shit riding. You thought it was riding. I thought it was riding.
Tough. Shout out Bronson. Shout out Big Body Best. Shout out Alchemist. Shout out Fuck That's Delicious on Viceland, one of my favorite shows. The reason that I... Okay, we didn't get to talk about this prior to. The reason that I like Action Bronson, because I can actually buy into him as an individual.
You
I
definitely
it.
Said that before we went to music.
I don't
by
care.
The way.
All right, I'm saying it again.
Okay.
I can buy into him as an individual. That's why I like his music. It's dope.
He's entertaining as shit to me.
Exactly.
He funny as fuck.
Tough.
And
y'all check out Fuck That's Delicious, man.
All right, man. Quarter
Allegedly.
Of the day. Quarter of the day before we get out of here. Dame Dash was on Hip Hop DX.
My guy.
It's your man.
That's my guy. I'm going to ride with Dame. I'm going to ride with Dame regardless. Even though Jay is one of my favorite artists, Dame is my guy.
Well, let's see if you're riding with him on this comment. He was asked about a couple of things, his movie career. You know, he's doing films and stuff
what?
Now. Yeah, we know that, though. He was trying to do films on the mogul joint.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his acting movie career.
No. And, of course, the topic of 444 came up. Dame said he hadn't heard it yet, but he heard a sprinkle a little bit. He said he hadn't heard it all. And then the interviewer went on to tell him, you know, the tone of the album and how it was about being mature and shit like that. So here's Dame's quote. If he was 14 or 15 saying this, then that would be amazing. But when you're 40 or 50, you're supposed to say this stuff. There's nothing more you can say without looking dumb. Was Dame hating?
I think we prefaced this by saying Dame Dash was my guy. Am I right?
Yeah, you prefaced it by saying
okay,
that. Yes,
I've already said that.
Yes. Right. So now you got to eat that silly ass comment
said. I'm still riding with Dame Dash as my guy.
Oh my God.
But first of all, you're fucking lying saying that you ain't heard 444.
What have you been listening to?
Like, dude, I don't care how popping your clothing brand is, the Dusk Poppington. I don't care what you got going on with your news program.
What you feel,
none of that. I don't care about any of that, dude. You heard that 444. Unless you straight listening to jazz, or you listening to country, or you listening to something other than that rap. And I know that's not true, Dame. When Jay drop an album and you're Dame Dash, you're listening to that.
Listen.
I don't care what you telling me. And it's cool that you ain't going to admit that in the public. I get that.
That's fair.
You're a mogul. You got pride. You don't want to swallow that. You want to say, I ain't checking for Jay-Z when really you are. I get that. That's cool. I ain't knocking you for that. But what I am knocking you for is saying he should have been saying this at 14 or 15 or whatever you said. Dame Dash, you were the man behind the voice. You were the man talking to Jay-Z saying we should go in this direction, that direction, as far as an album, as far as promotion. I'm not saying that he had everything as far as making the final call, but I'm saying that before Jay-Z did something, before Biggs did something, all of them conferred with Dame Dash. True. So Dame Dash, don't tell me, don't say, oh, you should have been doing this 20 years ago when you was on my team 20 years ago and you wasn't saying this.
Now
I'm the big dog mogul and I ain't doing what you want me to do and you saying, oh, I should be doing more. No, guy, it's not how it works.
See, here's the thing. And what he was trying to say was that Jay, basically in a nutshell, how I took this, he's saying that Jay is not saying anything revolutionary and that Jay is of age to where this is what he is supposed to say. And just because he said it doesn't make it great, because you're doing what you're supposed to do and you're saying what you're supposed to say.
Right.
Here's what Dame is missing with that. That's a fair point. When you're 50, talking about bottles in the club is going to look crazy.
Okay.
That's going to look silly. The thing is that we haven't had anyone of this level in stardom to say the things that there's that he is saying from the heights at which he is at. That is what makes this different from a 14 or 15 year old nobody saying this shit and it falling on deaf ears. That's the part that I believe he's missing, and what makes this a unique and special situation, why people care so much.
You know what? I don't even think that he's missing it. I think that he's purposely overlooking it just to have a gripe with Jay.
Still, that ain't gonna go nowhere.
Day. Like
they got a squash that.
Okay, and to me, no, it's not even a day to it, right? To me, if I'm Dame Dash, we built Rockefeller together. I see what Biggs is doing. He still got some association with Jay. Like, swallow your pride, dude. Go on and hop back on the boat. Nobody's going to be mad at you because you and Jay made up. Nobody's going to look at you as a less of a man because, hey, we came to a conclusion as to what we did with Rockefeller was wrong. Now I'm riding back with you in 2017 because Jay-Z is arguably the most successful black businessman in America. If right. I'm Dame Dash, why would I not associate myself with him just because we had beef in the past? Get over your pride, bruh. At some point in time, you got to swallow your pride and you can't keep hating and doing all of this shit. Like, I fuck with Dame Dash to the death. But with that being said, he would be doing a lot more and would be able to get a lot further if he buried these hatches with Jay and did stop doing this bullshit. I know you listen to 444, dude. It's cool to say that. We grown men, dude. You're not teenagers anymore, dude. It's cool to say he put out a dope album. We're both adults. We had differences in the past, and I like this. It's cool to say that.
Yeah, it'll never happen. Unfortunately, Dame is too worried about being a boss. He done made his bed. He has to lay in it.
I don't agree with that.
That Breakfast Club interview, those quotes, that's not going anywhere. He's not working for Jay anymore. He's not going to do it. The only way he would do it is if he was on a partner level, and why in the world would Jay do that? There's no win for him in that situation. I get it. Nas swallowed his pride and went and signed up under Jay, and nobody gave a shit. So in the same vein, Nas didn't set himself up to be looked at a certain way by doing that the same way that Dame has. Dame has put this shit. He's put this himself in the position to look, air quote, weak if he was to do that. Mm-hmm. He's done that by saying the shit that he's saying about being a boss, clowning Envy for working for somebody else. And, bruh, when in real life, nobody gives a shit, dude. And you could have partnered up with a nigga and you'd be eating right now just like everybody in Roc Nation staff, dude. Yeah, all the niggas that we thought would disappear, niggas that came out of jail from doing 15, 20-year bids and they eating.
Yeah. Nigga, shout out Emery.
Shout out Emery. Shout out Biggs. Done got locked shout up, out, came back out right. of eating. Nigga, right. Nigga, Roc Nation winning. And you could have been there, but you wanted to do kids. And you wanted to make movies.
Don't do
Killer
that,
Season
I
5.
I mean, look, let's not say that those are the reasons, though.
God,
there's
damn.
A difference of opinion that came apart with Jay and Dame, and we get that. And I don't look at Dame as a weaker man if he were to go back to Jay and say, hey, let's work this out. No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't, though. And I don't think that we are at a place in hip-hop or culture, as we were talking about earlier with Uzi and X, we've evolved to the point as to where, why can't Dame Dash and Jay-Z make up? Why can't Dame Dash and Jay-Z make up without us ridiculing Dame Dash?
Dame Dash set himself up for that.
He did set himself up for that. He was wrong.
It's his fault.
He was wrong, but at the end of the day, he one of us. He ain't Jimmy. He not Jimmy Iovine. He not Joey Iao or whatever. I don't really know his name or whatever it may be. He's not the people that we are calling culture vultures and are saying they didn't grow up in this. They don't understand this. They don't know what this is. Jay-Z elaborated to this on his interview with B-Dot and the Rap Radar podcast. There are too many people that are taken away from our culture that don't know what it's about. Dame making up with Jay would add to our culture. Dame know what this culture is about. We would have to accept him as a culture to understand that he got just as bright ideas, just as a bright path as those other guys. We just don't look at him that way as we would look at Jimmy Iovine or Joey or whatever it may be. Niggas, that's just my thought process.
Niggas saying they made Hov. Made Hov say, okay, make another Hov.
All right, so he understand he can't make another Hov, right?
He can't make another nothing, bro. So, all right,
do we beat him? Don't say that, though.
Bro, what is he? Let's be all the way honest, dog.
He ain't in the slums, though.
No, that's not saying that he's in the slums. I'm saying he's not relevant in terms of anything culture. Is he executive producer power? Is he behind
good
anything?
Good point.
Is he signed with Adidas?
And listen,
that's all I'm saying.
Listen, I'm not caping for Dame because
yes,
I get what you... No, I'm not. I get what you're saying as someone who really don't like him, as you don't.
He's okay.
No, you don't like him. You don't like him. Let's just go and put that out there.
I just don't agree with as much shit as you do.
Right. So if you don't agree with as much as he do, you're going to take it into a lot more consideration than I am. I get where he's coming from as an overall thought process. You want to hear the details. I'm cool with that. So I understand what you're saying with him doing this and doing that and not being able to live up to it. But what I'm saying is us as a culture, Jay-Z as... talking what he talked on that podcast. All right, we get it. He was wrong. Let's get over it. He ain't got to be ridiculed in the sense of we don't fuck with him. He ain't got to be exiled out of hip hop, not able to do anything because Dame is an asset. Let's not act like he not an asset, dude.
I guess,
wasn't nobody doing what he was doing for Rockefeller and all that shit on backstage. Ain't nobody been doing that or no one has done that since. We ain't seen that. Ain't nobody been riding for their label like that, dude.
Listen,
we need Dame Dash.
No, we don't, bro. Jay is making all of these moves without having a nigga going off on people in boardrooms, bro. He don't need that. All
right, that's
we don't
cool.
need that
that's,
energy, bro. Bro. We in a different
bro,
level now.
Bro, that's cool for the people who are on that level.
So Jay don't need him. That's my point.
Jay don't.
You're
but
saying
Jay ain't always
point.
Been on that level. Jay had to get to that point. You know how Jay got to that point? People like Dame Dash not letting him get fucked over when he's on a level like Dave East.
Make another Jay. Bro.
No, I ain't got to make another Jay-Z. I got to protect the Dave East. I got to make sure that he's the dude that's going there when he's spitting, when he doing his thing, that y'all ain't fucking him over and telling him that he need to come out with a hard knock life when that ain't the type of artist that he is. You need Dame Dashes for stuff like that because he's not Puff Daddy. He's not Dr. Dre. He's not Jay-Z. He's somebody who still has an ear to that. And somebody who can still have a voice for that. And somebody that's still going to fight for that when those people have made it past that point.
Man, we figured out ways to fight for them same issues without going about it the way that he did.
That's cool.
I'm saying.
That's cool, but I'm saying you still need that, though. You're always going to need that, bro. You're
with all
always
that being said, he's
that.
Heard 444. He's not fooling.
Yeah, that's a fact, though. I ain't definitely going against that. He definitely heard that 444.
New music, man. Of course, Action Bronson, Blue Chip 7000. Of course, Lil Uzi. Y'all check that out. That's my boy. That's my boy now. XXXTentacion. That's my boy.
Wait, are both of those guys your boy now?
Officially, yes. Also, ASAP Mob, y'all check that out. Cozy Tapes 2. Made in Tokyo, another freshman class alum came out. True's World, it's an EP. Y'all check that out. And Don Tripp, another XXL freshman class alumni, came out. Free Roy, Free Fletch. So that's new Don Tripp for
always.
Y'all. What you got on deck for the weekend? Holiday weekend.
Holiday weekend, man. We got a potential matchup coming. So I'm going to go.
We ain't talking about that. We ain't gonna do that.
I ain't gonna throw it on them again.
Ain't no potential, nothing. We only talking about facts. What do you have that's fact coming up this week?
It's Labor Day weekend. I'm chilling, man. I'm gonna throw some on the grill. I know that's a fact.
Veggie burgers. I'll bring the veggie burgers.
I mean, I don't even know where to find shit like that at.
Whole Foods, they drop the prices, man.
I have no idea what that life is like, but I will be at the crib. You can bring them through if you like. It's going to be plenty of shit going down. Alabama, Florida State this weekend. Shout out my homie Poe. Mm. Poe to my birthday this weekend. Happy birthday to you, my brother. Yes, he will be down here.
I see you, Poe.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, my brother. So I'm going to hook up with my guys, see what we got going on. Hopefully we can get some stuff, some content done. Hopefully we can do that.
What you absolutely. Got up? I got my fantasy football draft this Sunday. Highly anticipated.
I bowed out of that league. Fuck that league.
Yeah, you some slaw.
Fuck that league.
No, you're just not good at fantasy
fuck
football.
Fuck that league. They had problems with my rosters the last three fucking years. How you got problems with my rosters, dude? I go on this rant if they want me to. Fuck that league. Shit. Paying y'all no fucking money for that
user
league.
Error.
Fuck that.
My team will be lit. I guarantee a first place victory this year. Can't wait. And I'm going to be listening to this XXX all weekend. Excited.
That's disgusting. You need.
I'm excited.
You still talk to your therapist, dude?
Absolutely.
Okay, you need to make sure
he listening to this too.
Nah, he's not. He's trying to prevent his patients from listening to it. If you need help this weekend, man, y'all reach out to Animal Brown on Rap Chat. Y'all reach out to him on Facebook, man, Twitter, whatever it may be. Make sure he's okay. He's listening to the XX extension, y'all. We're right here recording now. I see a knife. It's not safe.
Hey, man, we appreciate
it. I don't know what this drink is sitting next to him. He has a lot of pills. I don't know what's going on. But y'all pray for Animal Brown, dude.
Don't believe the hype.
Pray for Animal Brown.
Hey, we appreciate all those comments, man. Real spill. We appreciate the likes, the retweets.
And get us over 50, dude.
Yeah, get us over the hump, man. We'd appreciate that greatly.
Shout out Money Divers, man, in the photo shoot at Ace Market this weekend, man. Ace Market is being torn down. Ace Market being toned down, man, this weekend, man. So much love to that, man. I grew up over there, so shout out to them Money Divers and the whole Natives clothing line and Sonny Dro. Shout out y'all.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. We'll see y'all next week, man. Holla.
And we out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.